of hostages and prisoners due to be released later. Qatari mediators are working to resolve the issues. Orly Goldschmidt, a spokesperson for the Israeli embassy to the UK, is hopeful that the deal will be extended.
Israel has been very clear about that, that they will give another day of pause for every 10 hostages released. So the ball is in Hamas camp, and I'm hoping that they will abide to those rules again.
Meanwhile, a British-Palestinian surgeon who was based at Gaza's Al-Shifa Hospital claims he treated patients with phosphorus burns. Professor Ghassan Abu Sitter says around 40 to 50% of patients were children. Israel insists it only uses legal weapons. Consultants in England have reached a deal with the government which could potentially end ongoing strike action. The British Medical Association and the Hospital Consultants and Specialists Association will now put the terms to their members in a vote. The Prime Minister's announced a multi-£1 billion plan to create thousands of jobs across the UK. Rishi Sunak's hosting the Global Investment Summit, hoping to encourage more firms to trade in Britain. The Mayor of London claims lives could have been saved if he'd been invited to emergency COBRA meetings early on in the pandemic. Sadiq Khan claims the then Prime Minister Boris Johnson wasn't aware of lockdowns in his evidence to the COVID inquiry. He's criticised the government for a lack of information.
In this particular case, I can see no explanation at all why, you know, the GLA, the Mayor of London, we weren't around that table. I think lives could have been saved if we were earlier.
And a spokesperson for I'm a Celebrity says Grace Dent will be missed. ITV's revealed the restaurant critic quit the show on medical grounds. That's the latest. I'm Kat Suave.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Many thanks, Kat. Well, rather damp and gloomy for the rest of today as the temperature dips down through the afternoon to around 5 degrees. It was 8 when I came in. And it'll be just 3 by dawn tomorrow, which should at least be brighter than today with a top temperature of 6. But as the week goes on, it's going to become progressively colder with the high of 5 on Wednesday, just 4 on Thursday and Friday. And indeed, we may even get some sleet on Friday, although we should get to see some sunshine on Wednesday and a light rain on Thursday.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Scott Ross.
We have ignition.
Much more music.
You're better off when your radio's on.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
All the dreams gave way.
The Fratellis there, who are definitely alive. And it's Scott Ross here with you on Monday's 1-2-3 show here on Phoenix FM. And yes, I'm also alive. First off, I must, of course, thank the award-winning Michelle Ward for the past 3 hours of sensational radio, even though she did try and kill me by getting me to stand on a table that really wouldn't take my weight. And all being well, Michelle will be returning from 10 o'clock tomorrow morning to do it all over again, but hopefully not getting me to stand on tables that can't take my weight. Anyway, on this show today, we're going to be telling you about a couple of chefs who got into a row over croquette potatoes and then started hurling spuds at each other. And we also have news about the airline providing dog food to their business class passengers. But first off, it's the music from the Rolling Stones who are going to mess it up. Well, they won't, but I certainly will for the rest of the show, probably. Messing it up. Now, if you feel like messing it up, you can get on down to the Phoenix FM Open Mic Night tonight at the Essex Arms, 10 Wally Hill, Wally and Brentwood. Of course, hopefully you'll be in good voice, so it won't be a problem. This is hosted by Kev Piggott between 8 and 10 p.m, and all tracks are going to be recorded with a selection played on the Sunday Session Show, every Sunday from 10 a.m. And as I say, you could go down there, I suppose, if you weren't in very good voice, then you would mess it up. But I'm sure you'll be all in first-rate voice, and you'll be able to perform to a crowd there at the Phoenix FM Open Mic Night, which happens tonight and indeed every Monday evening between 8 and 10 at the Essex Arms, 10 Wally Hill here in Brentwood. And if you get down there, just like Justin Timberlake, you can rock your body.
Don't be so quick to walk away. Don't be so quick to feeling me? Let's do something. Let's make a bet. Cause I better have
98 FM. This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytalford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Scott Ross. One day, all DJs will be like this.
Sounding good.
Oh,
I don't know what happened there. I've never heard that happen before on a pre-record, but there you go. It sounded like he stumbled all over the place. Anyway, it's Rick Astley, who, of course, seems to be making a bit of a comeback these days and never going to give you up. Now, this is not the sort of behaviour one expects to find in an upmarket hotel, especially not in High Wycombe. But it seems that two chefs employed at the 38-bedroom Cantley House Hotel became engaged in a brawl over potato croquettes.
Wow!
Yeah, truly. 35-year-old Rasim Salim, described as a successful chef, and another man known only as Mr. Babu, started throwing potatoes at each other before Salim grabbed his colleague, or his ex-colleague now, by the throat, and landed a number of punches at Reading Crown Court. Judge Johanna Mattson heard how a heated row had ensued over potatoes and croquettes, which had degenerated into a fist fight during which Salim had attempted to strangle Mr. Babu. Salim was ordered to complete 15 rehabilitation activity requirement days, 140 hours of unpaid work, and to pay £120 in compensation to Mr. Babu. The hotel said, "All our chefs work a four-day week to ease the workload challenges on their mental health, and the victim have been offered support, including a private medical check." They added that a member of staff who had been with them for only a short time had been dismissed on the spot. Anyway, just for all of those people involved in that particular episode, here's Dee Dee Sharp. Not have been croquette potato time, but it was certainly mashed potato time for Dee Dee Sharp.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Okay, let's take a look and see what's happening in the highways and byways around town. First off, we still have that 40-mile-an-hour speed restriction and lane closure in force on the A12 between junctions 13 and 16 in Gatestone and Gallywood. That's for resurfacing work. And note that you can't join the A12 if you're heading south from Chelmsford on Three Mile Hill, the A414, but have to follow diversions through Ingatestone. Temporary traffic signals are in operation in Worley on Eagle Way at Essex Way. That's due to gas main work. And we can also tell you, a bit further away, the M25 anti-clockwise is slow between Junction 28 for the A12 Brook Street and Junction 27 for the M11. And M25 Junction 28 northbound, the slip road is closed due to roadwork, so that certainly could hold you up. In Thundersley, the slow-moving traffic on Rayleigh Road northbound between Dawes Heath Road and the Rayleigh Weir interchange. Also in Rayleigh, slow-moving traffic on High Street southbound between Crown Hill and the A127 Rayleigh Weir interchange. A12 northbound, it's slow between Junction 17 for the A130 at Howe Green and Junction 19 at the Boreham interchange. Mersey Island, it's slow in both directions on Colchester Road to East Mersey Road. Epping is slow on High Road. That's between the B1393 and Epping Road and the plane B181 and Station Road. More from Rayleigh now. It's slow on High Street northbound between Rayleigh Weir interchange, the A127 and Crown Hill. In Harlow, it's slow on the A414 eastbound on the approach to Eastwick Lodge roundabout. And also on Edinburgh Way, the A414 between Howard Way and Fifth Avenue. And A12 Londonbound, it's slow between Junction 27 and Junction 25. That's around the A120 in Monk's Tay. In Chelmsford, is slow-moving traffic there on Springfield Road northbound between Highbridge Road and Victoria Road, and also on Victoria Road between Springfield Road and New Street. And looking at public transport right now, no problems I can see on C2C or Greater Anglia. If you're heading Londonbound, however, the Central Line has minor delays due to train cancellations. The Elizabeth line is part suspended. There's no service between Heathrow Terminals 2 and 3 and Heathrow Terminal 5 due to a signal problem at Terminal 5. And there are severe delays on the Piccadilly line due to an earlier fire alert at Northfields. Other than that, everything else is okay. Thank goodness for that. And, of course, we'll have a further update for you at around about 25 past 2. But at just after 1:30, you're fully up to date. And this is Joby Fox, who, of course, was a guest on Joe's show last Tuesday. And this is his latest song. It's called I Love You.
Of a day to come, something to tell you in the morning sun. You had to be certain, you wanna be sure. I can't go on with this courting no more. You believe me, I'll always be yours. Here I am, I love you. There's method in madness. I'm here at your door. I said what I said, now I'll say no more. For once in a lifetime, this love comes your way. Let it be this love, don't turn me away. I love you.
Sensational. That's Joby Fox and I Love You. And just a quick reminder that you're listening to me, Scott Ross, with the Monday's edition of the 123 show here on Phoenix FM, where we're keeping radio both alive and local for you 24 hours a day. At 3, Joe Bailey returns on behalf of St. Francis Hospice with Drive. At 6, Andy Gardner will be creeping in under the radar along with Katie Vikings, the young lady from Chelmsford, who's going to be chatting about her Christmas song, which was specially written to commemorate the 60th anniversary of Colchester Zoo. And then at 8, it's the man himself, the Vixter, who'll be inviting you to turn it up.
Phoenix FM.
It's love time.
98.
Oh, my. I've hungered for your touch a long, lonely time. And time goes by so slowly, and time can do so much for you, still more. I need your love. God, speed your love to me. Lonely rivers flow to the sea, to the open arms of the sea. Sigh. Wait for me, I'll be coming home, wait for me.
Around the globe,
soul to know. Oh, I saw you by the wall, ten of the Yorkton soldiers in a row, with eyes that looked like ice on fire. The human heart, a captive in the snow. Nikita, you will never know anything about my home. I'll never know how good it feels to hold you. Oh, Nikita, I need you so. Oh, Nikita is the other side. Counting tempting soldiers in their row. Does at night. And if there comes a time, guns and gates no longer hold you in, and if you're free to make a choice, just look towards the west and find a friend. Oh, Nikita, you will never know anything about my home. I'll never know how good it feels to hold you. Oh, Nikita, I need you so. Nikita is the other side of any given life and time. Counting
John and Nikita, and kicking off the love zone for this hour, it was the Righteous Brothers and Unchained Melody. Now, as we've told you before, Brentwood Food Bank is part of a nationwide network of food banks supported by the Trussell Trust, who are working to combat poverty and hunger across the UK. The terrifying fact is that now one in five live below the poverty line. And, of course, with winter coming on, as you can imagine, food banks are bracing for their most challenging winter ever. So I know that Brentwood Food Bank are especially grateful to all of those locally who've been donating. And recently there have been donations from the Paddle Club in Brentwood, Shenfield Nursery, Creative Kids, Brentwood Sunday Football League, and the Leaping Lilies Day Nursery, amongst others. So please keep those donations coming in, as the food banks, as I say, are going to be bracing right now for their most challenging winter ever. So if you feel you can help, please get in touch with them by calling 01277 224 528. That's a Brentwood number, 01277 224 528, and you can also email them at info@brentwood.foodbank.org.uk. Many thanks. And right now, here's Taylor Swift.
Different. Phoenix FM.
Join me, Andy Gardner, on Phoenix 98 FM for Under the Radar every Monday at 6 to 8pm. I'll be playing the week's new independent and alternative releases from across the globe. My album of the week, interviews, news and live sessions from local artists. That's Under the Radar every Monday at 6 here on Phoenix 98 FM.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full ATOL and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
It pays to listen.
Free to roam at home out of everywhere.
Before the break, we had Taylor Swift, and there she was again, getting together with John Mayer with Half of My Heart. And let's come right up to date now with Middle Kids.
Sometimes I wanna say to you, sometimes I wanna say to you,
from Middle Kids, that's Drama Mine. And to take us the news at 2 now, it's Otis Redding.
You can't call mama, I'm so hard to hell and I yes around. Action speaks louder than word, and I'm a man with a great experience. I know you got you another man, but I can love you better than him. Take my hand, don't be afraid, I wanna prove every word I say. I'm advertising love for free, so won't you raise your ad with me? Let me light your camera, called mama, I'm so hard to hell and I yes around. Baby, here I am, I'm a man on the scene. I can give you what you want, just come go home with me. I got some good old loving and I got better in store. It only, you got to come back for more. Boys will
like the coward called mama. I'm so hot to hell and I, yes I am.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.